shall become 3rd Samuel chapter 26, verse 24. Can repeat, as his pastime, the supreme personality of Godhead, the greatest of the great, accepted the subtle material energy, which is invested with the three material modes of nature, and which is related to Vishnu. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, the word gunamayim is significant. Daivim means the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and gunamayim means invested with the three modes of material nature. When the material energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, this gunamayim energy acts as a manifestation of the energies of the three modes. It acts as a covering. The energy emanated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests in two ways, as an emanation from the Supreme Lord and as a covering of the Lord's face. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that because the whole world is illusioned by the three modes of material nature, the common conditioned soul, being covered by such energy, cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What verse is that? Daivyesha gunamayim mamamayim. That's that it's very difficult. Triguna vishaya veda. Anyway, there's many. Mogasha moga karma no moga gana. Everyone is illusion. The material energy covers them over, and then Naham prakasha sarvasa yoga maya samavrita mudo yam nabhijananti mama vyayam anutama. The common man, they can't see me. Naham prakasha sarvasa, I'm not revealed to everyone. Covered over by the energy. Mudo yam nabhijananti, they can't see Krishna. The example is a cloud is given nicely. All of a sudden there may appear a big cloud in the sky. It is perceived in two ways. To the sun, the cloud is a creation of its energy, but to the ordinary common man, the conditioned state, it is a covering to the eyes. Because of the cloud, the sun cannot be seen. It is not that the sun is actually covered by the cloud. Only the vision of the ordinary being is covered. Similarly, although Maya cannot cover the Supreme Lord, who is beyond Maya, the material energy covers the ordinary living entities. Those conditioned souls who are covered by our individual living entities and are from whose energy Maya is created, is the personality of Godhead. Chaksura militanyena tasmai shi gurave nama shi chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam shi guru shi yuta padakamalam shi guru vaishnavam cha shi rupam sadhujatam sahasravanat tanvitam tam sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Arijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalika Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedan Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pasya Chari Sitarani, Vansha Kalpa, Juvyascha, Kripa Sindhuvyascha, Patitana Pavanejo, Vaishnavyo Nama, Mukham Tarasya, Lampam Langaya Peganim, Tat Kripa Tamaham Vande, Shri Krishna. So it's pastime. The material world is also Krishna's pastime. Not only the Rasa. All of Krishna's activities So this is energy, but then the example is like the sun creates clouds by evaporating water from the ocean or whatever. And then we can't see the sun. The clouds will block our view of the sun. If you're, we're in some places, like in the north a little bit, and it's a, one of these days where there's clear sky but clouds moving. So you'll feel hot, hot sun, and all of a sudden you'll feel cold when a cloud goes in front of the sun. And then the wind blows and the cloud goes away, and then you feel hot sun again. So the sun is always there. Somebody a few miles away, they won't see that cloud, they'll see the sun. So like a devotee can see Krishna, but someone else can't see Krishna. The same temple room, same Bhagavad Gita. A devotee will see this as Krishna, but a materialist, and this is boring. Or demons will become blasphemous. So this energy is throwing, and then it's capturing us, and then it's covered. And that's described in Bhagavad Gita in many places. Ye chai visatika bhava rajasas tamasasthi mata eva iti. It's all coming from Krishna, all these different modes of nature and all the different things. It's all Krishna's energy. And what is it? Chivir gunamayir bhavayir ebi sarva midam jagat mohitam nabhi janati mama vyayamani. Everybody is covered over by these modes of nature. Krishna covers us. If we want to forget Krishna, then he provides. He provides everything you need to try to enjoy the material world. He also provides scripture and he sends teachers, he comes himself to try to wake us up. Like yesterday we were reading that Udila Varanu, that Jeev Jaga, wake up. Lord Chaitanya is calling you and trying to wake us up. Lord Chaitanya himself would go out all over chanting loudly every day. Prabhupada went to all the trouble of, you know, leaving Vrindavan, going to America, and translating and publishing and pushing devotees to do the same thing. And we get special mercy if we take part in this. That we have freedom. Right? We can choose to serve Krishna or not serve Krishna. So Krishna covers all these ideas in the Bhagavad Gita, that, and in the Bhagavatam we just get more and more expansions of the same thing, because there's no contradiction. But to really understand these things is a very deep thing, you know. But Krishna will give understanding for one who tries to serve. For one who tries to serve Krishna, then he gives understanding. Our own endeavor, we can't understand Krishna just by our own intelligence. Or, actually, you can't do anything, even materially, unless Krishna gives you the ability. He has to give the ability, he has to give the facility, he has to give the person who gives you the task, everything. He has to, all comes from Krishna. So, but when we make endeavor to serve Krishna, then he gives knowledge. It's like turn on the lights, you know, when it's dark we can't see, but when the sun comes up then we can see. So if we turn away from Krishna we can't understand anything, we can just try to enjoy it. So everything, the goodness, passion, ignorance, the ichaiva, satvika, bhava, it's all Krishna's energy. He's everything, but he's independent of everything. Then, jibir gunamaya bhava, abhi sarvam idam jagat, mohitam nabhi janati. Everybody's bewildered by the modes. So they don't know Krishna because he's above the modes. You know, just, the modes are very fascinating. The material energy is so unlimited. Scientists just give their whole life to study one little tiny part of the material energy. Right? The worst example I ever saw is one scientist. He was the world's number one expert on cockroach. He just studied cockroach. He knew all about cockroach. He knew the German, he could draw pictures of all the, you know, Thai cockroach, the German cockroach, the American cockroach. He knew how they eat. PhD. Somehow he gets paid to research. And that's fascinating, I guess, you know, for so much variety. But that's in darkness. You don't know anything beyond it. Can't think that, you know, who created this plus all the other living entities and all the different things, you know. Where is it all coming from? It has to be some guidance. So Krishna will give knowledge. But, and it's hard to overcome the material energy, but if someone surrenders to Krishna, then they can. Then he helps us. Krishna will guide us, he'll turn on the light, he'll take us by the hand and lead us through the darkness. Right? Like the gopis, when they did that Katyayani Vrata, which is now, they were very young girls and they wanted Krishna to be their husband. So, it required taking baths very early in the Jamuna. And they had to go quite far. And it was dark then. they would all hold hands. And so they could stay together. Somehow somebody must have known the way. You have to stay connected. So when anybody really takes shelter of Krishna, then Krishna gives. But even people that just, you know, they have all these different demigods they worship, or they just think by my own mind I'll just desire something and get it. They will get it eventually because Krishna fulfills all desires. But we read yesterday, Lord Chaitanya is saying, wake up, you know. When are you going to get out of Maya? I've come to save you. I've brought the most valuable thing, the holy name. So take it. But Bhakti Vinod says, beg for the holy name and take it. There for everybody, but we see like not everybody will take it. Sometimes, you know, we're giving even free prasadam, and some people just look at it and somehow they don't take it. They'll go pay money to get meat. It's unfortunate they don't get the mercy. Others will just take the book and read it and immediately want to join the temple sometimes. So naham prakasa sarvasa yoga maya samavita mudo yam nabijananti loko mam ajimavyayam. I never manifest to foolish people. I'm covered by the material potency. So they can't understand that Krishna is unborn, he's infallible, he's beyond everything. They'll just think maybe that even they call it Krishna Leela mythology. And they'll say, well, Krishna was he was a good organizer, a king, and he kind of united a few different tribes, and then gradually people started to think he was deified. He was a little more powerful than other people, so they thought he's God. They can't see and won't let them see because they're fools and they don't want to think that there's such a great intelligence. So the rest of this purport, it says, in another place, in the first canto, 7th chapter, Vyasadeva, by his spiritual vision, saw the Lord and the material energy standing before him. The material energy cannot cover the Lord, just as darkness cannot cover the sun. Darkness can cover someplace small by blocking the sun, but the sun isn't dark. There's no darkness on the sun. It's impossible. It can be in a cave, you know, the sun can't get inside the cave. But not in the sky. So this, we can be covered over, but Krishna can never be covered. Maya will never stand in front of Krishna. She's behind. So if we're looking at Krishna, then there's not Maya. It's like if you're facing the sun, you don't see a shadow. Shadow is behind. So Krishna's mature energy creates the mature world, but he's not entangled in what he says that many times in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is in me, but I'm not in it. And Bahir Nishina, Ridaye Nishina, he's inside of everything, he's outside of everything. Again and again he's explaining like that. And so another reason, scientific people, they can't tolerate that, because they can't find anything in examples of that. Everything is big or small, everything is in or out, and you can't be both. The air is inside and outside of everything, that's the closest it can come. But you can block out the air also. You can remove the air, make a vacuum. So Krishna he accepts this material energy to create the material universe, because some souls want to try to enjoy the material universe. They want to try to be separate from Krishna. So Krishna arranges everything, okay. You can try. And then when we're covered, you can't understand anything beyond it. Sometimes, you know, like so Krishna is the cause of everything. Foolish person, they might think, when there's clouds everywhere, that the sun has gone somewhere. But the sun is behind the clouds, because you can't see it. But the sun is so powerful that even when there's heavy, heavy clouds everywhere, still it's not dark in the daytime. Right? The light somehow comes through, but it's not so bright. Although there are, I guess, like some storms where it gets completely dark even in the middle of the day. When those Trinavartas come in America, it becomes completely dark. People get really scared. The ground is shaking and it's so loud and it's completely dark. Material energy, that's just one little tiny, you know, a Vayu. And create so much disturbance. So we recommend Bhagavad Gita. Somehow with a few people last night, but they were inspired. So I hope they distribute all those books. Right? People all over the world are waiting. People are getting books. Did you get that movie I sent, that kid and that young boy in Los Angeles, distributing? His interesting story, I read, when he was 12 years old, his uncle gave him Bhagavad Gita for his birthday or something. And he was thinking, I don't want this, whatever. I want a Game Boy or whatever he wanted, you know. So he didn't read the Bhagavad Gita. And then he was working as some kind of music producer. He was traveling with one rap singer who's a devotee of sorts, Chris-1, KRS-1. And the guy was always talking about Krishna, about the Bhagavad Gita. So he started going to the temple, and then that was a small temple. They said, now you should go to LA. Now he's the biggest book distributor in America. But he had a table full of books. So one lady was looking at a book and he said, here, this is the science of self-realization. And then he just started picking up other books. He said, well, this is today's set. This one is good for this, this is good for that. But puts four or five books. And she's looking at this other one still. And then, would you like this set? And he hands it to her. And he didn't hardly ask for donations. He And she said, if you want, you can pay something. She counted out quite a bit of money, many people watching. So then he gave her another book. And he's doing like that all the time. There's so many people. Today, this is today's set. You know, like everybody is taking it. So he's very convinced, very confident, very courageous. We have to be confident and convinced and compassionate and see. And gradually, more and more people, as they read Bhagavad Gita, change the world. And politics are so crazy everywhere. You know, the news is just too much. I mean, you know, even World War II didn't seem so crazy the way it is now. Refugees running all over the place, and countries being over flooded with refugees, countries getting totally, for no reason, they didn't attack anybody, getting bombed to death. So this is all due to godlessness, due to ignorance, greed, and a lot of people that somehow must, they admire Hirani Kasipu. Be like him, blaspheming cows, blaspheming milk, you know, polluting all the agriculture. That's what he told his men to do. You know? He told them, you go to earth and you tear the trees up by the roots, you know, the fruit trees and the orchards, but they won't grow again. Burn the fields and kill the cows so there's no ghee, so the brahmanas can't do yajna. Like that. So now they're doing that by chemicals, so-called good things, manipulating the crops. But they are cutting down so many trees, destroying so many forests for various reasons. And then after they do that, they find out maybe not so good. Like we drove in Indonesia, I think at 3 hours, and the only thing I saw was these oil palm tree, like Malaysian. Actually, they're owned by Malaysian. At first, it was Nigeria, and then Malaysia copied. And then the Malaysian farmers went to Indonesia. So they've cut down millions of acres of beautiful old forests to plant those, to get this oil. And first they thought they'll get this biodiesel or something, but then they realized these trees completely deplete the soil. They're spooky places, you don't see, there's no animals living in here, there's no birds. It's like, bullshit. They're all exactly the same. In Malaysia, when you fly in, there's like millions of them. So we get palm oil, which is supposed to be the most unhealthy of all the oil, but it's very cheap. But for whatever reason, in South America, they cut down the trees so the cows can graze and they can send the meat to the town. But all that little Hirani Kasipu, and there's no hope except for us to call on Krishna and depend on Krishna. Get more and more people, you know, awake, so they can at least, you know, give up the fearful activities and chant the holy name, and that's what's going to purify the world. Any comment or question?
According to that example, analogy, let's say, you know, it talks about, you know, sun is covered by the cloud, and then, you know, like, you know, if you're staying in some place, you know, you might not be willingly wanting the cloud to come, but it comes up its own accord.
Right.
Does that also happen with us? You know, I mean, we see sometimes that, you know, devotees are trying to do something, all of a sudden, you know, you're like, in, you know, you feel like you're in Maya, you're covered, you know, because of some circumstances. Is it because of our own, you know, like, negligence, or is it because of karma, or, you know, there's so many factors that How does it work?
Yeah, well, you know, we're in a trying to get purified, so we go in and out. Right? So sometimes we get bewildered by the mature energy. And we have to keep reminding ourselves. It's easy to space out the nature of the mind, you know. Always distracted by something. That make sense? So who knows exactly how it works, but there used to be a thing we'd get on the internet with the biorhythms or something. One was supposed to be your mental and physical and spiritual, you know. Everything's going like, sometimes they're all up, sometimes some are up, some are down. Sometimes you're down. You know, it's like health. I was at that Delhi Rath Yatra, I was running around like crazy. I was really full of energy. 2 days later, I couldn't move. I was under white blankets and I don't know what happened. You know, consciousness also changes, gets covered over. Okay, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Spiritual fair ki jai.